Welcome to Wonder and Reality. This is Jim, and I'm very excited about today's teaching about Pentecost, the Feast of Pentecost, and about the Feast of Israel. And joining us today is a great teacher, Jeff Adams, who's going to be presenting this teaching. Jeff, thank you for being with us, and how are you today?
I am doing well, Jim. It's great to be with you.
Great. Jeff, I want to give an intro. Jeff has been in ministry for some time. The main reason I want to have him on is that he fully understands the anointing, the presence of Jesus. And he's also he's a very anointed teacher. He's been regional representative for Operation Exodus for over 25 years. And if I want him to tell us a little more about that. It's a ministry that assists Jewish people from around the world in immigrating to Israel. He's also conducted Passover Seders for a long time and is an expert on the feasts and is also in other ministry as well. But, Jeff, I want to give you the floor, and I'm really looking forward to hearing this about and Pentecost. And let me say, this series has been about the Holy Spirit and the personality of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday I spoke about Pentecost, and this is right in line with this week's teachings and also the overall series of the glory of the Lord. But Jeff, thank you again, and looking forward to this.
Thanks again, Jim. Yes, this is a very exciting time. As you know, Pentecost is actually this Sunday. The Hebrew word is Shavuot. That's the way that the Jewish people pronounce it, and it means weeks, because this is the festival of weeks, because the term comes from Penta, which means 50 days, and so this is the counting of 7 weeks from Passover. So it's 49, 7 times 7 is 49, and then the 50th day. So that's where the term Shavuot comes from. It's the counting of the weeks from Passover. It's a very significant feast. In fact, as you know, there are 7 feasts that in the book of Leviticus tells us to celebrate, and then there are two other feasts, which are Hanukkah and Purim, that are not mentioned in Leviticus, but yes, Jesus observed those feasts as well, believe it or not. So Jesus observed them, and one of my passions about celebrating all the feasts comes from 1 Corinthians 8, where Paul is talking to the Corinthians, and he says, let us continue to celebrate the feasts. This is not something that's just for the Jewish people only, but he's encouraging Christians that we should be continuing to celebrate the feast.
Amen.
And so it's, you know, why are we just as Christians supposed to celebrate the feast? Well, first of all, I've been doing this for over 30 years, and the insight and the amount of wisdom that I have received from celebrating the feast, it has been just incredible. Mm. It really affects your relationship with the Lord. The more we know about the Lord and His plan of salvation, even through the feasts. So, it's just very exciting. And just, I know you wanted me to go over just the feast, and then I'll do another teaching at another time about all of them. But so you have Passover, Feast of Passover, Unleavened Bread, all that takes place that same, just, you know, one day after the other. And then the third feast is the Feast of First Fruits. You can go to Leviticus 23, and you can read all about the feast.
And those three are in the spring, roughly, right? And they're kind of together.
That is correct. They're right there together. And then the Feast of Pentecost, Shavuot, is 50 days later. And so that's what we're celebrating this week. And so out of the 7 feasts here, 4 of the 7 have been fulfilled. Mm. Passover was fulfilled when Jesus became our Passover lamb, when he was unleavened bread, when he was pure and without sin. And then Feast of First Fruits, the Bible says that he was the first fruit of those that rose from the dead. Mm. All right. And then 50 days later, the Feast of Pentecost was fulfilled. By the way, First Fruits was fulfilled when Jesus rose from the dead on that day.
Ooh.
And so the Feast of Weeks, which is Pentecost, it was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. So what does that tell us? Well, God is such a God of order. And when he speaks something, he stays in the order. So these 4 feasts, all of them have been fulfilled on the day. more that Jesus celebrated that are not Levitical feasts, and that's Purim in usually February, March time, and then you've got the Feast of Hanukkah, as we know, the Festival of Lights, which takes place in December. So that's just, I'll do more of a teaching at another podcast on going into more detail of those, but those are the nine feasts, and yes, Jesus did celebrate all nine. So we want to talk about Pentecost today and the significance of it. You know, it's quite interesting that what was taking place, what was Pentecost about, and what significant event took place originally on the day of Pentecost? Well, this was the giving of the Torah. It took place on the day of Pentecost. So, so the Jewish people, when they would celebrate, even today, but for thousands of years, when they would celebrate Shavuot, they had an event called Tikkun Leil Shavuot, which is the practice of spending the first night of Pentecost awake in the study of the Torah. And so that would come up on this Saturday, and they would just spend basically all day studying the Word. And they just put such great emphasis, as we should also place emphasis on studying the Word, especially at this time. Yes. Because this is the celebration of the giving of the law. So that's, to them, that's what that was for. Now, it was a grain harvest. It was the first fruit of the grain harvest. Now, what's interesting about Pentecost is that, as opposed to the Feast of First Fruit, which took place around Passover, that was a barley harvest. Pentecost was a wheat harvest. And what's interesting is on the day of First Fruit, the priests would take the sheaves of barley, and they would wave it in the sign of a cross on the day that Jesus rose from the dead. Mm. I mean, all of the symbolisms are just absolutely amazing. And so so Jesus in the Bible represents barley, all right, and vice versa. So when Jesus fed the 5,000, what kind of loaves did he have? He had barley loaves.
Really? Was it really barley loaves?
It was barley loaves, and that was symbolic of I'm giving my body. I'm giving my body for you, the world. And so that was, as you know, he fed the 5,000.
That's
awesome.
That was
barley. That was a real symbolism of him giving his body for us. Okay, what's interesting about the Feast of Pentecost, this is a wheat harvest. Now, why is that so significant? Because, if you remember, when you look, in the Bible, it says that God will separate wheat from the chaff. Do you remember that?
Yeah, separate the.
Sorry about that. That was my dog. But God said he would separate the wheat from the chaff. Well, what was he talking about? Well, wheat has always represented the church. Okay? So
let me just get this clear. Jesus spoke about the separating of the wheat from the chaff.
Right.
And you're saying that at Pentecost, please tell us more. That's
okay.
About that.
So this was the wheat harvest, and so there's also what happened on the day of Pentecost. It was the birth of the church. Do you see the correlation here?
Yes.
Between wheat being the church, and then it was the birth of the church on Pentecost.
Now, just so our readers know, and we get Pentecost. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, but the great significance is the coming of the Holy Spirit.
And absolutely.
The birth of the church in the upper room, right? When the Holy
Spirit. That is correct.
Yes, and the glorious Holy Spirit comes, and literally, because Jesus is in heaven, he sends the Holy Spirit, and now the church is born.
Absolutely, yes. So this is really a celebration of the Word. It's also a celebration of the birth of the church and the coming of the Holy Spirit.
Mm, wow. Glory to God. Glory to God.
So, and again, something else took place that day is that, if you remember, and I'm going to read a verse, Jeremiah 31:33. Most of us are familiar with this. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law, or write my law on their minds, and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Mm. So why is this significant? It's because on the day of Pentecost, we transitioned from the physical to the spiritual.
Mm.
Okay? Because everything was about the written law. Okay, we celebrate the law, but what happened on the day of Pentecost? The law, this is the day that Jeremiah 31:33 was fulfilled, because that it is now in our heart.
Oh, okay? Glory.
And you also remember when people were asking Jesus, you know, hey, Jesus, you know, some people say, the Samaritans say we need to worship this mountain. You know, the Jews say we need to worship on this mountain. And what did Jesus say to them? He said, you know, a day is coming that the true worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth.
Mm.
And what he is saying is, we're coming to a time to where we're gonna transition from the physical to the spiritual.
Amen.
And so we'll be able to take the presence of God with the giving of the Holy Spirit anywhere we go.
Amen.
Okay? So we don't have to be, it's not going to be confined to a certain place. Well, all this was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome.
Glory and so, you know, some of the things that would take place, like during this festival that I mentioned, or the part of the Pentecost called Tikkun Liel Shavuot, they would study the Word, and then they would recite some verses, like, for example, Psalm 19. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. So they would just read verses about the Word. You know, the Psalm 119 comes to mind. Psalm 119 is so powerful because it's the longest chapter in the Bible, yet every single verse talks about the Word.
Mm. Amen.
My soul is crushed with longing after thine ordinances at all times. That's one of my favorite verses in that. So it's just so amazing when you see what's taking place and what God wants us to learn from these feasts.
Amen. Amen. That is very powerful, Jeff. And to think that, did you say this Sunday is when it, Pentecost?
Can you? Yes.
Okay. And the coming of the Holy Spirit, and now it's written in our hearts. It's now.
That's right.
Which is incredible to think that something in Jeremiah has been, you know, fulfilled like that.
Right. Absolutely. So, what should we be doing as Christians on this this weekend? I think really getting into the Word to celebrate, you know, God's Word in our lives, but also the giving of the Holy Spirit. Mm. This is a time that we should really celebrate everything that took place on the day of Pentecost.
Amen. Amen. And very powerful. I'm very, again, I'm learning and hearing new things I haven't heard. And it's, I tell you, it is so cool. Things that Jesus said 2,000 years ago, I know everything he said is eternally significant. And so, you know, with the wheat and the, you know, to think that it goes back thousands of years, but also it's eternal, you know, speaks of the birth of the church. Very fascinating. But just, is there anything else about Pentecost you'd like to say, or?
I think that's, you know, the primary idea of that, and just being able to know of the significance of what actually took place on that day as we went to the physical to the spiritual.
Yes, that, and that's powerful to think that, you know, kind of if we look at the big picture, 4,000 years before Jesus came to the earth, where all of that was prophetic about Jesus Christ, now to think that we, the Holy Spirit in us, Jesus Christ in us. It's very powerful.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And I want to, let's pray right now. Lord, we thank you for this teaching, Lord. We ask that you reveal yourself, continue to reveal yourself to those listening and to us about the feast and about Pentecost. And we pray this in the wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And thank you, Jeff. And we will. I look forward to part two about the feast overall. And to our listeners, thank you for listening. And blessings to you. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org with any prayer requests. We believe with you and we'll pray over them. And thank you for listening.